We've produced a new CD of two sermons preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin, one for Lent and one for Easter. And we'll send you this new CD for any size donation during the season of Lent. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or by check, Lutheran Public Radio, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. And for any size gift between now and April 12th, we'll send you a CD of one of Todd's Lent and Easter sermons.
As a person of faith, I believe we are called to care for each other and work to ease human suffering. I believe we have been given the capacity and will to pursue this research, and the humanity and conscience to do so responsibly.
That's President Obama announcing earlier today that he's lifting a ban on federal funding of embryonic stem cell research. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. He talks there about easing human suffering, and that we can do this without crossing ethical boundaries. Dr. Robert George joins us for the next 10 minutes. He's professor of jurisprudence and director of the James Madison Program in American Ideals and Institutions at Princeton University, author of several books, including Embryo, A Defense of Human Life. Dr. George, welcome back.
Thank you very much, Todd. It's a pleasure to be back on your show.
Do you agree with the president that to ease human suffering, we can avoid the ethical pitfalls here in embryonic stem cell research? Is what he's saying possible?
Not if we do it the way he's doing it. I was very disappointed by the president's decision today. He opened in a way that was very strong. I'm a person of faith, and I believe that we are responsible for caring for each other. That's right. We really should care for each other, but we should care for every member of the human family. We shouldn't sacrifice some to benefit others. What's at stake here is our fundamental commitment to the principle of human equality, to the dignity, the inherent worth of each and every member of the human family, irrespective not only of race and sex and ethnicity, but also irrespective of age or size or stage of development or condition of dependency. And what President Obama has done, make no mistake about it, is to authorize funding of the killing of innocent human beings in the earliest stages of their lives, those at the dawn of life, embryonic human beings. A human embryo is nothing other than what you and I were not all that long ago. That is, living members of the species Homo sapiens, human beings, in the earliest stage of our natural development. So this isn't caring for everybody. This is sacrificing some for others. This is not the Christian ethic. This is the utilitarian ethic.
I'd like you to respond to a few things that the president had to say this morning. First, here's President Obama talking about the full promise of embryonic stem cell research.
The full promise of stem cell research remains unknown, and it should not be overstated. But scientists believe these tiny cells may have the potential to help us understand and possibly cure some of our most devastating diseases and conditions, to regenerate a severed spinal cord and lift someone from a wheelchair, to spur insulin production and spare a child from a lifetime of needles, to treat Parkinson's, cancer, heart disease.
I noticed he did not use the word embryonic stem cells there.
Yeah, he didn't. But at the same time, notice, Todd, that he has not only opened federal money for the use of so-called IVF spare embryos, that is, embryos that are created for reproductive purposes by in vitro fertilization, and then because they're not all used, some are stored away in cryopreservation in a frozen condition. He's gone a step even beyond that to, in effect, authorizing the creating of human embryos by any lawful method, which would include cloning, creating human embryos by cloning, precisely to be destroyed in research, creating new human lives in order to take them, to kill them in the earliest stages of development in order to pursue research. Notice who's being shuffled off stage in all the talk, and while he's saying he's not hyping, he's hyping. All the talk about curing Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease and so forth, who's shuffled off the stage is the victim, the tiny embryonic human being who will now be sacrificed, treated as disposable research material, whose dignity will be completely effaced. That's who's being shuffled off the stage in this decision. And what's really disappointing is that unlike President Bush, who presented in his August 9, 2001 speech on this same subject, the argument on the competing sides and then said why he came down in favor of protecting embryos, President Obama does not present each side of the argument here. He presents only one side of the argument. He presents one side's point of view and then pretends that the other side doesn't exist, or that even raising criticism of the point of view that he adopts is somehow being divisive or politicizing science. That's just wrong. What the president is doing there is wrong.
Here is the president talking about the subject of human cloning.
We will ensure that our government never opens the door to the use of cloning for human reproduction. It is dangerous, profoundly wrong, and has no place in our society or any society.
So is he or isn't he advocating for cloning?
He is advocating for cloning. Notice the key word in there. He says, I'm against, or I'm not going to open up the door for cloning for reproductive purposes. In other words, what he's saying is, I'm not against cloning. I'm just against allowing a human embryo created by cloning to live. He's authorizing, in effect, funding for using cloning technology to create embryonic human beings so long as they are then destroyed. What you have here is in effect, a clone and kill policy. He claims to be against cloning because the cloned human embryo has in order to comply with the policy. That's the significance of that little term he slipped in there called reproductive. He's against reproductive cloning. What he's holding open is what cloning, that is cloning to create an embryo who is then destroyed, and in fact who it would be against the law not to destroy.
Next, President Obama talked about the late actor Christopher Reeves.
Christopher did not get that chance. But if we pursue this research, maybe one day, maybe not in our lifetime or even in our children's lifetime, but maybe one day, others like Christopher Reeves might.
Your reaction, Dr. George?
We don't need to do it this way. We should be trying to cure Christopher Reeve or people like Christopher Reeve. We lost Christopher Reeve himself, of course, a few years ago. But of course, we should be trying to ameliorate suffering. We should be trying to mitigate pain, and we should be trying to help people to live full lives when they're subjected to disabilities. We need to cure diseases, but let's do it by ethically legitimate means. Already we have good alternatives to embryo destructive research. Just in the past couple of years, we've learned that it's possible to create the exact equivalent of embryonic stem cells, so-called induced pluripotent stem cells, simply by reprogramming an ordinary body cell back to the stem cell state. Let's put our money there, not in embryo killing. In fact, why is President Obama doing this? If other than for political reasons, why isn't he simply saying, now we have a way that all Americans can affirm that is not divisive, that is not does not involve the killing of embryos, to go forward with exactly the kind of science we are hoping to use in order to cure people like Christopher Reeve? I just don't understand it.
President Obama says that we should simply let scientists do their jobs.
It's about letting scientists like those who are here today do their jobs, free from manipulation or coercion, and listening to what they tell us, even when it's inconvenient. It is about ensuring that scientific data is never distorted or concealed to serve a political agenda, and that we make scientific decisions based on facts, not ideology.
Okay, what's the political agenda and ideology he seems to be obliquely referring to?
Anybody else's ethical objections. He seems to think that if he has an ethical objection, like his ethical objection to so-called reproductive cloning, then that's okay. That's an ethical objection, and you can limit science on that basis. But he seems to say that if you disagree with him, if you have the temerity to take a different view, if, for example, you think that killing embryos, human embryos, embryonic human beings, is wrong and should not be promoted or funded by the government, then you're being political or divisive. That's an obvious double standard. And it's really unworthy of President Obama to accuse his fellow citizens of that kind of thing. It's not a question of who is politicizing science or whether science is being politicized. It's a question of a difference of opinion about the ethical norms that should govern science. We all agree that there need to be ethical norms. He agrees with that. The question is, what norms are there? And about that, we need to sit down, deliberate, debate, discuss, and use the mechanisms of democratic citizenship to resolve the issue. It will not do. It is not right. It is, in fact, profoundly wrong simply to accuse people you disagree with on these ethical issues of being divisive or of politicizing science. As I say, it's quite unworthy of President Obama to behave in this way.
Finally, President Obama talks about the will of the American citizens on this issue.
The majority of Americans from across the political spectrum and from all backgrounds and beliefs have come to a consensus that we should pursue this research, that the potential it offers is great, and with proper guidelines and strict oversight, the perils can be avoided.
Did I miss a vote, a referendum on this issue?
It's really a ridiculous statement by President Obama, and a manipulative one. If he's against manipulation, he should stop manipulating people. We know, for example, that the Catholic Church, many of the Protestant denominations, are profoundly opposed to embryo-destructive research. And even though, depending on how the question's asked, you can get a polling majority for the use of IVF spare embryos in reproductive clinics that would be discarded anyway, there is no way that he has even close to a majority for the idea that you should be able to create embryos by cloning or other technologies, specifically to be killed in destructive research. There's no such consensus. He's making that up.
Finally, with only about 30 seconds, what changed this morning with President Obama's announcement?
He went far beyond even where Senator McCain would have gone. Senator McCain said that he opposed the Bush policy because he thought the embryos should be used if they were going to die anyway because they were discarded in IVF clinics. This takes us into a brave new world where we're actually authorizing funding of creating embryos to be destroyed. This is a very, very bad step.
Dr. Robert George is professor of jurisprudence and director of the James Madison Program in American Ideals and Institutions at Princeton University. He's author of several books, including Embryo, A Defense of Human Life, and he's a member of the President's Council on Bioethics. Dr. George, it's always a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Todd.
We will be discussing this subject again in the second hour with Dr. David Prentice of the Family Research Council, so stay tuned when we come back from this break. Pastor Ken Jones joins us. Preaching Christ is becoming a rarer and rarer event in Christian churches. Preaching the Christian, there's a lot of that going on. But preaching Christ and Him crucified, the model set by Christ and the apostles themselves, a rare event indeed. Pastor Ken Jones, co-host of the national radio program The White Horse Inn, will be our guest on the other side of the break to round off hour one. I'm Todd Wilkin. Stay tuned.
Defending life from beginning to end. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
On behalf of the staff of Issues, Etc., thanks to each and every one of the more than 7,600 who signed the online petition to bring back Issues, Etc.
Luis Rosas, Tony Michaels, Marlene Fast, Dale Brott, Elwood and Dottie Bone, Marilyn Graham, Jean and Linda Wilkin, Karen Housden, Thomas Housden, and Walter Franz.
Thanks for your support.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, Executive Director of Life Issues Institute.
President Obama's legal counsel views pregnancy as slavery. This isn't an exaggeration. Don Johnson has been appointed the Assistant Attorney General and will drive administration legal policy. She used to work for NARAL, a radical pro-abortion organization. They fight to keep abortion legal throughout pregnancy for any reason. In this job, Ms. Johnson filed papers to force taxpayer funding of abortion in Missouri. She said any restriction on abortion, which would make it less accessible to women, even refusing to fund it with your tax dollars, was involuntary servitude for women because they have to provide continuous physical service to the unborn baby. Ms. Johnson isn't going to get the Mother of the Year award. And she shouldn't be the president's legal counsel either.
Life Issues. Stay informed. More informed than you've ever been.
Have you heard of the CLCC? In Hosea 4, we see, "My people are destroyed by lack of knowledge." The Confessional Lutherans for Christ's Commission can help educate Lutherans on being Lutheran. We treasure our Lutheran beliefs and think that all Lutherans would if they learn what we believe, teach, and confess. Visit our website, www.theclcc.org. Check out what we have to offer. Get on our mailing list, or better yet, join us. And maybe encourage your pastors or lay leaders to hold a seminar in your area. Go to theclcc.org.